Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
You know my favorite place for great barbecue? Well, it's in Millbrook. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue. Smokehouse has been a part of the River Region since 1990. Everything is from the original recipes and made from scratch. Hickory smoked pulled pork, smoked chicken, turkey, ribs. I just love their wings. They got smoked and flash fried wings. New homestyle daily meat and three lunch is to die for. It is so good. Smokehouse is now taking orders for Thanksgiving, smoked turkey breast, smoked hams, southern sides for large or small gatherings. Let Smokehouse do the cooking. Call 245-3010, 245-3010. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue in Millbrook, my absolute favorite for hickory smoked barbecue. It'll be yours too. Dine in, pick up, and perfect to feed your family this Thanksgiving.
We're still accepting Thanksgiving orders. Call us at 245-3010.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Ask your smart speaker to find your local Sleep Number store today.
It's November 20th, the greatest day ever. On the 20th of November, 1923, Garrett Morgan patents the three-position traffic signal. Originally, green was go, red was stop, and yellow was slow down. But today,
it's yellow! Got it!
Have a great November 20th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The hand recount of ballots in Georgia is over. President Trump picks up about 1,300 votes, leaving President-elect Biden the winner by about 14,000. The Trump campaign now claims widespread voter machine fraud in cities run by Democrats.
Attorney Sidney Powell claimed that the centralized plot was communist in origin and came from Venezuela via the Dominion voting system. Now, Dominion vehemently responding, saying, quote, "The latest flood of absurdities is deeply concerning. Dominion is plainly a nonpartisan American company with no ties to Venezuela or Cuba."
Fox's Griff Jenkins. A curfew starts tomorrow in most of California meant to slow coronavirus spread. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says about enforcement.
We're going to focus on businesses, establishments that are not essential, that are not closing from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Some other sheriffs say they have no plans to enforce the curfew.
Can't take it.
To Fox
can't take it. I'm going to go nuts. Meanwhile, enjoy this. Not essential.
If you're smart when you go out, anywhere outside of your house, don't take a chance.
putting on a mask. Bandanas with cool designs, gaiters and N95s, cotton with straps, putting on a mask. Feels like we've been wearing them forever, 'cause it's dangerous to get together.
Super spreader.
If you want to stop corona, each time that you leave your home, it is attached, putting on a mask.
I cannot stop thinking about young Frankenstein and that scene.
Yes.
Putting on the Ritz.
Putting on the Ritz. We used to have that right in the system here, right, Jay? Didn't we have that somewhere handy?
I think you do, yeah. I don't know where. You say somewhere handy. I have no idea what that means to you. Well, I mean, I don't. How is it labeled? How easy it is to find it?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Yep. Well... My initial search came up empty-handed. So let's get the weather from Rich, and then okay. I'll take a second look.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Our forecast continues to call for dry weather through the weekend. I'm looking at some of these rainfall totals of all-time history in Montgomery. We're going to have one of the driest Novembers in history, depending on how much rain we get next Wednesday. That's a pretty formidable storm system that's coming in on Thanksgiving Eve. In the meantime, sunshine beautiful today with a high around 74. Mostly clear, not as cold tonight, low 50. Mid-70s tomorrow and Sunday. Still storm-free, sunshine Saturday, sun cloud mix Sunday, near 70 Monday, lower 70s Tuesday, still dry, still nice, and then showers and thunderstorms likely on Wednesday. Again, that is Thanksgiving Eve, and that's the storm system that will end this current incredible stretch of dry weather. Right now, 46 degrees, 7:07.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's betterbrubaker.com.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes or cutaway coat, perfect fits.
Just see Peter Boyle's face.
Dressed up like a $1 million trooper. Trying mighty hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts.
That's hilarious.
You know, I watch Everybody Loves Raymond because I love Patricia Heaton.
Yeah.
And Ray's such a jerk. It's just such a complete and total jerk on this show.
But
Peter Boyle, when I see him, he looks like a groomed Frankenstein. He still has that crazy smile on his face.
Yeah.
And there are times it reminds me of the character in Young Frankenstein, maybe a little bit too much. And you know who, I don't know.
Did they ever do a Halloween episode where he... where he was,
I don't know,
dressed up as Frankenstein?
That would be interesting if they did. That would have been a smart idea.
But then again, they got what's his name on there, who's
the guy who plays
Brad
Robert.
Garrett.
Yeah,
Robert.
I was
just
gonna ask, did he win any Emmys for Best Supporting Actor? Because he is hilarious.
Is that not the best casted show?
One of them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really not a weak spot. And Doris Roberts.
Oh, she's perfect.
You know, she plays basically the same character in Christmas Vacation.
Uh-huh.
The meddling mother-in-law, right. Yada, 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 you know. And nobody
says he won 3.
Really?
Yeah.
And I'm surprised at all. And by the way, when we were going into Fox News, I looked at my phone. I had 9 text messages, which is, I rarely get them. Because most people don't care for me that much. But hey man, you know. Dreyfus was the name of the inspector on the Pink Panther.
Oh, okay.
Movies. And I'm so disappointed. I've got the box set of those. And they're so good. And here's a man who also texted me. He was one of the people that texted me because he liked that Elvis Viva La Turkey thing that we
played.
Pretty
funny.
Hey there.
But, hi there, and ho there. Morning, everybody.
Hey. Good morning.
Putting on the Ritz from Young Frankenstein.
Yep.
That's just comedy gold right there. But, you know, Mel Brooks and Gene Wilder co-wrote that. The movie.
And Gene Wilder insisted on that scene, right? Is that right?
I think they said that was the one and only and the biggest fight
right.
they ever had because Mel wanted to take it out.
He did not want that in there. Yeah, right.
He thought it was dumb, and then he saw how convicted Gene was, and he said, okay, leave it in. You know what's best. And he said that, that's the thing he gets so many comments about today.
Sure, of course.
That putting on the Ritz thing.
Because
it's so far, it's so like, what? You know, you got to be sitting there when you first see it, and you're like, what the hell are they doing? And it just kind of jumps out at you. Kind of like in Monty Python, the Life of Brian, when he falls into the spaceship and goes up into the into space, it just kind of came out of nowhere.
Funny how those things happen because, Somewhere Over the Rainbow was cut from the movie because they thought it slowed it down. And then they decided, no, I guess we'll put it in.
It's amazing, isn't it, how many great and successful things were initially nixed?
Well, you know,
like bringing me to Montgomery. There were a lot of people that were against that, right, Jay?
And we worked and worked till we got you here. And here you are. And we're the better for it.
That is true,
I'm
right?
Serious. I'm serious.
I've been told.
No, we wanted you here. We were like, you know, we were like, we had
we didn't want him here. I didn't hear that it was a struggle to get him here or whatever that I didn't.
No, we.
I wasn't,
we
look,
had a petition.
I wasn't getting the information that I would be getting now back then.
This is before you found out where everything was buried.
That's the key to longevity in any business.
It's a David Ernest the other night says, what's going to happen if Jay can't come back to work? This place going to fold up. You know, David.
Yeah.
I said, you know, Jay's been here, what, 20? 22 years?
I'm working on my 20th, yeah.
And, you know, it's like, something's broke. What do we do? Calm down. Call Jay.
We should get pins at the Christmas party for commemorating Benchmark Innovation.
I don't think we're doing a Christmas
party. He's almost
five.
What?
I don't think we're doing a Christmas party this year.
I quit. No bonus.
Jelly of the Month club for everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Fauci. All right, guys. Take care. Talk to you soon. Have a good weekend.
Well, that was decent.
That's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
No, he said, I thought we all got an email about the Christmas party situation.
Well, he asked, "Would you?
Yeah,
what do you think we should do?
Yeah,
and I don't know what kind of reply. I don't know what kind of replies he got, but
I said, big party, great food,
big
huge
bonus.
Because I want to put in a pool, even though I already have one.
You already have one.
Fagan takes great care of for me. Looks new. 7:13, Lubas Lawn is open now. They opened 14 minutes ago, 7 to 4 during the winter hours. And they're busy trying to make room for the 2021 inventory coming in. So if your mower sputtered to the end of this most recent mowing season, go take a look at the products they offer at Lubas Lawn. I am trying to make up my mind between an Exmark and an E-Go, which is the battery-operated mower. They've got a 42-inch rider that's like a little red coupe with a blade underneath it. It's fun. Really, really.
They let you take it for a spin.
I could get it at 0% too.
Look at that.
You know, over 4 years. So per month, that's less than you pay for a service. Exmark, that's the brand I'm looking at. Wright makes great products. They have those. That's new to the Lewis inventory this year. And Walker as well. So whatever your preference and whatever your needs, whether you're a pro or you have a large property and you like to do it yourself, Lewis Lawn can take care of it. And anything you buy there can come back there to be maintained and serviced. 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig, Lewis Lawn. It is 7:15. Random facts coming up. And yes, there will be a convoluted intro as always.
From
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating the city's 57th murder of the year. Authorities say the body of 46-year-old Shea Hudson was found in the 1800 block of Gillespie Drive around 6:30 Wednesday night. Police have not released a cause of death. Right now, no arrests have been made. State health officials say if you're traveling for the holidays, you should take some steps to make it as safe as possible. They say you should get tested for COVID-19 before you travel and monitor your symptoms. And the latest numbers from the Alabama Department of Public Health show that more than 3,100 people have died from COVID-19 in Alabama. More than 27,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks, bringing the total case count to more than 189,000. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your holiday meal. Turkeys, hams, holiday sides, and delicious desserts. We also carry a variety of non-food items as well. We're open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit us Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On November 20th, 1947, the world welcomed little baby Joe Walsh.
Congratulations, it's a boy. Life's been good to him so far.
Joe Walsh, a star is born.
And now,
wash your hands for 20 seconds, sing happy birthday, and enjoy
random facts.
Wash, 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 wash. That was like the
They say it that way somewhere.
The Northeastern way.
Warsh. Yeah. Get me a... What is it? It's not... What is it? It's war, idea.
Oh, idea. Yeah. What's the big idea?
Did you know in the United States, kitty litter is a $2 billion industry? Consuming 5 billion pounds of mined clay annually.
Mine clay?
Mine. As in, like, I guess from a mine.
Huh.
Which I guess that's where some of that stuff comes from, but it's clay. It's just clay.
I remember in the 80s, one of our big sponsors was Tidy Cat 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I got a cat, and that's what we used. I was impressed.
Did you know? The largest ship ever built was an oil tanker. The Seawise Giant. Fully loaded, its displacement was over 650,000 tons, although there's other ships that have displaced more water than that. The heaviest ship of any kind, however, it drew so deep, it was incapable of navigating even the English Channel. It was longer than the Empire State Building is tall.
Wow, that's a big ship.
Very big. Did you know a United States $20 coin sold at auction in 2002 for $7.5 million?
A U.S. $20 coin?
Uh-huh.
A gold coin from what year?
You know what? That's a good question. Good idea. Let me check that question.
I used to be a numismatist.
1933.
Huh.
It was minted in 33.
A 1933 $20 St. Gaudens coin sets a new world record price. Hmm. This was back in 2002.
And it's a U.S. coin.
I believe
yeah,
so.
You know why
that was the year, or it might have been right after that coin was minted, that or FDR stopped it because they recalled all the gold. They made everybody in the country turn in their gold. So they probably only minted a few of those.
I forget the figure on how much of the U.S. economy is actually, our money is actually backed up in gold. It's not very much.
Mm-mm. No, not nearly what we spent. That you can bet on. Not even close.
Did you know, I'm about to give you the origins of two terms here, but they all come from maritime origins. The term logbook, you keep a logbook of things, that comes from ships. There was a log with a rope attached to it that would be thrown overboard. There would be knots in the rope being spaced at regular intervals. That would determine determine the speed. You would count how many knots passed in a given time period. You would write it down, and it was the logbook because you were throwing the log over there.
Right.
This is also where the term knots came from. The speed of a ship, how many knots it's traveling,
right,
was because of the knots in the rope. That's how you would tell the speed of the ship, even though I think over time it became nautical miles, and I think that was the shortened version,
and
knots, nautical miles.
I have no idea about any of this.
Yeah. And if you, of course, any marine forecasters all given in knots when they give hurricanes and stuff.
And when you look at my job application, it says some college. That's true. I've always been tired. You know, I finished my communications degree hours, straight A, at Illinois. There's a lot of other crap they made you take that pushed me out the door and into this business at age 19.
Did you know the world record for the most push-ups in 1 hour is 3,877?
What year did I set that?
Did you know Joey Ramone of the Ramones developed a friendship with Maria Bartiromo?
Yeah, from Fox Business.
Yeah.
Right, she's on right now.
I like her.
Wrote a song about her as well on his first solo album that was released posthumously in 2002.
I once knew a girl named Maria.
I don't know what the name of the song is. Let's see. Hang on. Here's a link to the song. Oh, it's just got her name.
Oh. That's still pretty cool.
Yeah, it's just a song with her name. I'd have to listen to it. I don't know what the lyrics to it are. But yeah.
I figure somebody from the Ramones would know a chick named Bartiromo.
Right?
Just makes sense from the hood there.
Coming up, we're going to talk about the movie Almost Famous.
Love that movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to see that. That's one I have not seen.
I'm going to give you its budget for the music rights.
Is that right? Okay.
We'll talk about Jane Goodall.
Dr. Ziga Jaga.
Jane Goodall. millionaires here in the United States. And then we've got two random facts about the same president.
Oh.
Which is going to ruin my trivia question at that point. But anyway, that's all coming up on Random Facts.
It's okay, because the show's not really going that well anyway. It's 7:23. Kidding, of course. 7:23.
Just like kitty litter this morning, right?
That's us, yeah. Clay mines, I didn't know about those. 7:23, no kidding, when your car is in a wreck, whether, I remember my friend hit one of those concrete blocks that no longer had a light pole on it. They took the light pole down,
right,
but left the block.
The
blockheads did. She hit it. Did cosmetic damage. She was upset, but she took it to MPB and didn't recognize her car when she went to pick it up. I mean, the restoration, or Rextoration, as we've kind of nicknamed it, was that complete, bumper to bumper, because it's more than replacing parts. It's assessing all the damage, getting all the parts that need to be fixed, getting the paint to match perfectly, as Rich just learned. They took an extra day on his vehicle just to be sure.
Meticulous.
Yeah, that attention to detail. Because when you get your car, when you see it for the first time ever, it's been in their hands. They want your jaw to drop, your eyes to open wide.
Right.
And this is what they want to hear from you.
Wow!
Yeah. That is the way they do it at Montgomery Paint and Body, the gold standard in automobile body repair, with over four decades of experience with Donnie and now Brandon Turner. MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, as we welcome a phone call from Bob.
Hey.
Hey, good morning. I thought about you this morning. Fox was featuring new cars that are coming out on the market, and they showed the Nissan Rogue at $22,000. That was the most luxurious car you could imagine. It looked like a $60,000 or $70,000 car on the interior. It was just fabulous. It had everything imaginable for $22,000.
Yep, it is. That's I'm on my second. And maybe I'll go over there during Thanksgiving weekend just to, you know, say hi to Tip Tames and everybody.
Yeah, kick a tire or something.
Well, get a 2021 on a short-term lease over there, and it's gold. I mean, you got a car that, you know, has been used for 6 months, has very low mileage. That's the way to do it.
That was my last car.
That's the way to do it. Let somebody else take the depreciation.
That's right. The way to do it. Well, thanks for the heads up on that. I'm going to take a look at that on Fox News.
Check it out, Greg. Take care.
Will do. Wow. Well, jackingram.com to get started on that project.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, light to moderate traffic all over the city right now. We're busiest on East Boulevard, both sides of I-85. East South Boulevard beginning to show some traffic now. Congestion at Highway 331 and Norman Bridge inbound, as well as Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue inbound. I-65 and 85, well, we're pretty busy there as well. No accidents in the Montgomery area that we know of to tell you about right now. The Toyota-thon is underway at Reinhardt Toyota. There are over 50 2020 Camrys to choose from. Get the color, the options you want, ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell James.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn. Awesome. Let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number. And that they should call for an appointment.
And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy.
Yeah, it's 265-7585.
265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery. Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time. Don't forget to say the line,
Happy Feet Start Here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door, and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, During this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, and welcome once again to Community Theater. Today, a very moving presentation. The very first Thanksgiving. And as always, please, enjoy the very first Thanksgiving. Thank you so very much, and we hope to see you again next week when we have another moving presentation in Community Theater, Castrating Harvey Weinstein. We hope to see you then.
And now, the Community Theater presentation of...
Random.
Very facts. Nice.
Even with an accent there.
Yes, a little bit of a thing.
No, it's very much. Did you know the music budget for Almost Famous, which featured over 50 songs by major artists, was $3.5 million.
Okay.
That was the budget for just the music.
What a great movie.
Yeah, I guess they had to pay those rights fees. They sell the soundtrack?
I don't know. 50
songs.
Yeah, 50 songs, I doubt that's on the soundtrack unless they did like two or three volumes. To get there, but Cameron Crowe, the director of the film and writer,
yeah, it's kind of an autobiography of his story.
Yeah, he even got Jimmy Page to agree to allow Led Zeppelin's music to appear on the soundtrack. Zeppelin had not done that since Crowe had used Kashmir when he did Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
You're kidding me! Wow, yeah. That's great. That's a great fact.
Did you know, as a child, Jane Goodall's father gave her a stuffed chimpanzee named Jubilee? As an alternative to a teddy bear, Goodall said her fondness for that figure started her early love of animals. And today, Jubilee still sits on Jane Goodall's dresser in London. Did you know 7.6% of U.S. adults are millionaires, which is the third largest percentage in the world?
Oh.
Yep.
Who's
got the...
7.6%. That's great. I'm happy for anybody that's made it honestly.
Did you know...
I could have been a millionaire, but drugs.
What was the TV show? I want to be something about a millionaire.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Perhaps you want to be a millionaire.
Yeah. That sounded more Robert Stack than it did Regis Philbin. Perhaps
you can help solve a mystery.
Think if Regis Philbin was the host of Unsolved Mystery.
That's a funny concept.
Perhaps you can solve a mystery. Whoa, I'm crazy. I'm
that guy's crazy. Did you know the shortest serving U.S. president had the longest inaugural address?
Was that Benjamin Harrison?
It was William Henry Harrison.
Yeah, he died. He did it without a top coat.
I get
and
him
died
and
a month later.
Mixed up frequently. I'm sorry.
Yeah, his reign.
41 days.
I've been watching too much Crown. What was it?
41 days.
31.
But it's because he didn't wear a coat and he wanted to come across that way as I don't need a coat, you know. And
his inaugural address was 8,460 words.
Wow.
I am looking so forward to next year's inaugural speech.
The longest serving U.S. president had the second shortest inaugural address. Franklin Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Had
44.
Huh?
The 1944.
I'm not sure. It doesn't say here, but it was 559 words.
Yeah, it was his last one, and he was at that point emaciated. So he kept it very quick. In fact, they didn't have a big crowd at the White House to watch it.
When you see pictures of him at Yalta,
you know he's dying.
And finally, did you know the first U.S. president to be photographed while in office? was who?
I'm going to say...
If you remember my clue from before we went to break.
Andrew
Jackson?
It's got to be before Abe, right?
It was William Henry Harrison.
Oh.
Who we just talked about.
Oh.
He was photographed in 1841. 48 years later, in 1889, which president became the first one to have their voice recorded?
Oh, that was that 1889? Mm-hmm. So that was that Grover Cleveland?
That was no. It was William's grandson, Benjamin Harrison.
Oh.
He became the first U.S. president to have his voice recorded.
Oh.
Sort of like Jeb.
Please clap.
Duncan, is Unpredictathon coming up?
Oh, yeah, that was all the random facts.
They're going to clock us on a pop quiz. Yesterday, I went to Infusion before I came in for the afternoon, and I did my CryoSkin 3.0.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you, when you're doing it in conjunction with an exercise program, it's even more effective. I am so excited. This shirt, look at it, flat down the front.
How about you?
It's not squeezing on the sides. And it's an extra large, not a double extra large, which makes it even more important to me. There was a period of time where I wouldn't have worn this shirt, not because I couldn't have buttoned it. It wasn't that bad. But it would have been uncomfortable. It's no fun wearing something that's
it's tight.
Skin tight. And that is absolutely due in part. CryoSkin is a non-invasive and very comfortable experience in 30 minutes where they work those hard-to-lose fat areas by breaking up the fat cells underneath the skin. You don't feel it as it's ongoing, but it works. They can take an inch off your waist in one session. Non-invasive. Worth looking into. They can also target upper arms, other areas where it's just really, really hard, no matter how hard you diet or exercise, to get rid of that. And then you can even do chin, face. Just talk to Ryan Turner about it at 296-1662, and he'll explain the science. Plus, it was interesting just to sit and chat with him. He's such an amazing and knowledgeable young man.
I was there with him on Wednesday doing the same thing.
It's great to have that margin of comfort, you know? Because when you have to suck it in about a pair, that's depressing. So this also helps you mentally, but it's even more effective when you do something in conjunction with it.
Yeah.
That CryoSkin 3.0, 296-1662 is the number. Go to Infusion Cryo and Laser to check out all the life-changing services they offer. They can help you lose weight, lead a more energetic life, replenish lost nutrients if your energy level is dragging, and so many other things you can do. Juve light therapy, laser therapy, and it all works. InfusionCryoLaser.com. At 7:38, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for that $10 food outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Just a few moments ago in Random Facts, we talked about the film Almost Famous. Mm-hmm. Had a music budget of $3.5 million. How many songs were in the film?
272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. If you don't have the winning answer or aren't the first caller with it, stay on the line, do a follow-up question, and qualify for our grand prize drawing, which takes place later this morning and includes the $25 gift certificate to Tucker Pecan. 272-9228. Call now.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are seeing more and more cars into Montgomery now, and we're busy on the Northeast Boulevard at Congressman Dickinson Drive. A lot of cars in on 231 from Wetumpka. Both sides of I-85 on the East Boulevard also congested, as well as East South Boulevard at Troy Highway in front of Baptist, and a lot of inbound traffic on 331 at Norman Bridge this morning. I-65 and 85, no issues there, and no accidents in to pass along to you at the moment. Everything for the holidays is at Premier Place. After shopping, eat at Poblano's, King Buffet, or Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
At 7:39, back to Stella on the pop quiz question. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey.
I'm hearing multiple voices there, and they're not in my head.
That's correct.
Okay, do you have the winning answer?
Yes,
Yes, sir, we do. It's 50.
50 is correct.
Oh, winner.
That's correct.
And that lighty, and that lighty, and that light.
Who wrote the movie?
Cameron Crowe, I believe.
Absolutely, correctly.
So correct. That's a $10 free shop at Food Outlet, and we will mail that out to you. Hang on. And take advantage of great Food Outlet specials like this week. A pound of New York strip is $4.97.
That's amazing. That's incredible.
There will be New York strips for breakfast next week at a local radio station. That I can promise you. 7:40.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Our warming trend continues today. We'll be up to about 74 after 69 yesterday. Sunshine, warmer today. Mostly clear, not as cold tonight. Overnight low 50. Tomorrow's mid-70s. Same thing on Sunday. Still dry. I think there'll be a lot of sunshine Saturday, but more clouds than sun perhaps on Sunday. But we're still dry through Monday and Tuesday, and temperatures will be around 70 Monday, low 70s Tuesday. That next storm system is a pretty interesting-looking storm system, which showers and thunderstorms likely on Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, and probably through Wednesday night. Will it clear out of here by Thursday morning? We hope so. Right now, we don't know if it's going to be a severe weather situation, but that's par for the course this time of the year. Obviously, we're in severe weather season. Right now, this morning, calm winds. It's 46 degrees at 7:41.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
Now, it's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited!
Get on with it!
Yes!
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
Oh, yes. I was thinking he was going to say that we need it in the form of a question. Who is Dr. Pepper?
It was your idea. That's why I wanted you to say it.
Yes. Well, actually, it was Jay's idea for Dr. Pepper. Didn't you say Dr. Pepper?
I did say Dr. Pepper.
You did say Dr. Pepper.
Right, so next week,
Jay gets
to announce one of your ideas.
Okay, sounds good. I'll text it to you, Jay.
This is the Libra Morning Show.
Remember, mine was also my idea was Dr. Scholes, Dr. Evil, Dr. No.
And I came up with Dr. Johnny Fever.
Yeah, so you each get a dollar. Next payday.
Well, I forget that's a long intro, too, so I'm sitting here and I'm like, and here we go. We got it.
All right, so this afternoon between 3 and 6, I will ask you to be the seventh caller at 272-9228. If you are caller 7, just say, who is Dr. Pepper? And that's how you win two Dr. B burgers, sides, and beverages at Wing Fingers downtown. That includes parking in the RSA building at 201 Union. And look, if you're running around anywhere near the downtown area, try it. The chicken is sensational. These burgers, Bob's Burgers, are legendary. Brisket and ground chuck, so flavorful. And it's a great place to sit. Yeah, they've got like 42 screens in there, so they'll put on news, the Rich Thomas Weather Network, whatever you want to watch while you're eating. So check it out. And again, Dr. Pepper, your wing finger, almost Dr. Baumhauer, daily double doctor of the day. The Duncan and Son Predictathon coming up next. 7:44.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating the city's 57th murder of the year. Authorities say the body of 46-year-old Che Hudson was found in the 1800 block of Gillespie Drive around 6:30 Wednesday night. Police have not released a cause of death. Right now, no arrests have been made. The latest numbers from the Alabama Department of Public Health show that more than 3,100 people have died from COVID-19 in Alabama. More than 27,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks, bringing the total case count to more than 189,000. And state health officials say if you're traveling for the holidays, you should take some steps to make it as safe as possible. They say you should get tested for COVID-19 before you travel and monitor your symptoms. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Cheer, cheer for this morning show. We'll get you up and ready to go. Wipe that sleep out of your eyes. Then keep us on for your morning drive. Drink down that coffee, tall, black, and strong. Call and request your favorite hit song. Start your day off better with some fun from this morning cheer.
The Morning Team at 93.1 FM presents the Duncan and Son Predictathon.
And we have Duncan and Son on the phone. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Doing our Duncan and Son Predictathon with what's the proper protocols, I guess. So, and we got a big one next week, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but between now and then, we took a group vote this morning for your approval. I have not posted this yet, but we thought we'd do the Auburn-Tennessee game. Are you okay with that?
Sure. Cool. Rock it top.
What?
We want to hear Jesse sing Rocky Top.
Ah, Rocky Top, yeah. And what shall we offer as the prize here?
Let's go with the $100 and the works.
Oh.
And then we'll have a big surprise next week.
Oh yeah, next week is going to be big. And you know, I hate to say it, but we got to be just a tad nervous about an outbreak on one of the teams. Can you imagine postponing the hour? That would be
I've been thinking about that.
That'd
be awful.
There'd be a revolution here in the streets.
Maybe we can pick up some basketball players or baseball players and substitute if necessary.
Yeah.
Well, we'd win for sure if we do that.
All right, now I'm typing this in the works. Complete service.
Auburn's got a good basketball team.
Yep.
All right, so we got just the one, and it is posted.
I just saw him post it.
Right.
And you saw me make those changes at warp speed.
Yeah.
Is there anything to be really, I mean, watch football game, yes. Tennessee kind of sucks this year, right?
Well, yeah. It's interesting that they don't come to Auburn very often. That's a weird, that's an oddity. Sorry.
Sure.
And
this should be a fun game.
Yeah. Kentucky doesn't come to Tuscaloosa very often either.
No.
Yeah.
And they play great defense. So it's going to be a good week, I think.
Yeah, it'll be fun. So one game's on at 3 and one game's on at 6. Is that right?
That's correct, sir. Yep. Perfect timing, huh?
Yep.
Which game is on at 3?
At 3 is Bama, and then the Auburn game's on at 6.
All right, so you have till 6 o'clock on Saturday to post your prediction. Because here's what you can win. Number one, if you're the first person to post the precise outcome of the game, winner, loser, and score, you'll win the works. Don can tell you what that includes.
Yes, that's an oil change, safety inspection, and tire rotation.
And they always do the little extras when they do the tire rotation. If they see something embedded, they remove it. They are just great at giving you a heads up on something you might need to address another 2,000 miles down the road, whatever. And then a voucher that can be redeemed for whatever people need at any of your three locations, correct?
Correct. And with them playing at that time, you know, you want to come by earlier, like play up until 2 o'clock and get things taken care of so you're ready for next week. Because Thanksgiving holiday, other than 4th of July, is the most traveled holiday. And so we've been busy getting everybody ready and and come on out and heck, you can hang out and watch football with us.
There you go.
That's right. And by the way, let's remind people that this is really today, tomorrow, the perfect days to get your car in if you're driving, and 56% of people are traveling this Thanksgiving holiday. Don't let it get ruined by something they could have discovered and fixed for you at Don Duncan. You know, drive with confidence.
Thank you. In fact, I'm up in Millbrook. I'm with Mitch up here in Millbrook right now. A guy came in for an oil change, had no idea that when we pulled his truck in, the top radiator hose had blown off. He didn't know that. So if he had not come in for that oil change, He would have burnt this radiator up today sometime.
Yeah. Yep. So you saved him a very expensive repair.
Right. The fact that he was here, he saved himself a lot of money because he could have cost himself radiator, engine, who knows what. But you don't know that until you get here.
Well, guys, we really appreciate it. And next week, of course, with the Iron Bowl, you'll let me know what you want to do because it's always something really big.
So we'll do that on...
Yes, sir. We're excited.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Gotcha. Yeah.
Was it your birthday this past week, Don?
Happy birthday.
Sir, happy. Birthday. It was yesterday. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Hey.
Thank you very much. And today is my mom's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Aww. For her, Don's we get mom. The...
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
All right. Don,
awesome.
Mitch, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, Mitch, can I get a War Eagle, Mitch?
Oh, War Eagle, of
all right, thank you.
Oh, I hope you can say that again at 10 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'll say it.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Roll Tide.
Y'all have a great weekend.
I'll see you.
Tommy always gets the last word. And take care, guys. All righty. So it's on my Facebook wall. You don't have to be a friend or a follower. Just go there and post the first score that pops into mind. That's always how people say they win. I had a feeling. That's how you do it. 751. That, by the way, is worth $150 if you actually post the correct outcome of the game.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? With Thanksgiving just ahead, make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, keep in mind, besides the dirt, they can trap odors that are apparent when your guests first walk in. And if you own those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. And remember, Peaches and Clean also cleans tile and grout. They also provide care for hardwood and natural stone. And while they're doing your floors, Peaches and Clean can clean your upholstery too. You've seen the Peaches and Clean trucks all over your neighborhood. And now's the time to call and get your home looking great for holiday entertaining. So if you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin, call Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, then the letter N and the word clean.com. PeachesandClean.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Fasten your seatbelts, folks. We'll be prepared for takeoff.
Limu, how cool is this? Your first time flying.
Ah!
Oh, I didn't mean... Listen, Limu, you might not be able to fly, but you do something even cooler. You tell strangers that Liberty Mutual customizes their car insurance so they only pay for what they need.
Sir, do you have a certificate for your service bird?
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duval's Landscapes won't limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace, or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DuvalsLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Duval's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit DuvalsLandscapes.com.
If it's time to reconsider what you value, bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
I love the holidays. Sometimes, though, they're a bit, well, overwhelming. Shopping, cooking, in-laws. It's nice to have a helping hand in Guardian Credit Union. Using my mobile deposit saves me so much time, and I love earning cash back when I shop. Guardian even helps with a holiday loan. With Guardian as my holiday helper, I stress less and enjoy more.
Guardian Credit Union.
federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Duncan and his son, Predictathon, is posted on my Facebook page.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Hope you're enjoying your ride into work this morning. We are light to moderate everywhere with the exception of East Boulevard and Northeast Boulevard. Congested in those areas, as well as right around Highway 30, 331 and Norman Bridge Road on East South Boulevard. I-65 and 85, mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. No accidents into us to pass along to you so far. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.